Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New York subway crackdown. Governor Kathy Hochul deploying National Guard troops to help police search bags on subways to fight crime.
Anyone looking to do harm or spread fear on our subways, you will be caught, plain and simple. There will be consequences. This has to end. New Yorkers deserve no less.
Alabama's largest hospital system says they're now moving promptly to resume IVF treatments after Governor Kay Ivey signed into law a measure that restores IVF access in the state. A verdict in the Rust movie trial. The armorer, Hannah Gutierrez, charged the jury finding her guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Both Gutierrez and actor Alec Baldwin had been charged in Hutchins' death. His trial is scheduled to start in July. The House passed a package of six government funding bills Wednesday afternoon to avert a partial government shutdown before the Friday deadline. This is ABC News. CENTCOM says the U.S. carried out a self-defense strike on two aerial vehicles in a Houthi-controlled area of Yemen hours after a deadly attack by the Iran-backed militants on a commercial ship in the Gulf of Aden, killing three people on board, critically injuring three others. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
Since January, there have already been four large-scale U.S. and British joint airstrikes on Houthi targets in Yemen, including 150 missiles and launchers, which appear to have done little to slow down the Houthis. The Houthi missile attacks aimed at commercial vessels and U.S. Navy ships have happened almost daily at one of the world's busiest and most important shipping routes.
A jury has been seated in the manslaughter trial for James Crumbly, the father of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly, over his role in the shooting. James Crumbly is charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, one for each of the four students killed when Ethan, then 15 years old, opened fire in November of 2021. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin Wednesday with Labor Secretary Julie Sue talking up apprenticeship opportunities at a Madison construction site.
They are learning skills that are about engineering and technology. They are learning skills that is about complex math and science. And these are the kinds of skills that we need in a variety of jobs.
President Biden Wednesday signed an executive order that aims to create paid apprenticeships in the trades to help rebuild America's infrastructure. Most kids are doing okay after a school bus and a dump truck crashed in Waukesha Wednesday morning. Police say there were 34 kids on the bus. Some of them got some scrapes and cuts from broken glass. Only one child had to go to the hospital. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette loses on senior night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles at home tonight at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee against the number two ranked UConn Huskies. The Golden Eagles with a run late in the game, but fell short. Coverage on Fox Sports 1.
Playing without Tyler Cole, like, yeah. Hanging around. It's a three. It's Joplin. That's no good. and UConn, 74-67, as intense of a game as you will see. And the Huskies have win number 27. It's a win on the road against ranked Marquette.
Now, a very talented UConn team, too. And you come in shorthanded, very competitive effort.
The final, UConn 74, Marquette 67. Up next, Marquette on the road against Xavier this Saturday evening. Bucks on the West Coast tonight against Golden State. The Wisconsin Badgers host Rutgers tomorrow night with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds with us in the overnight with lows dropping to the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. Southeast winds on the breezy side. Plenty of clouds for Thursday. Highs in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. A couple of sprinkles can't be ruled out. Perhaps some flurries Thursday night. Right now it's 40.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Drive near you and make your appointment to donate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So, 16 reasons why Donald Trump is toast. This from LeMay 50 over on dailycos.com. It's a pretty good summary. I'd like to add something to it, although maybe this is on the list. But Donald Trump last night basically said he was asked, are you on board with the way that the Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, is taking the fight to Gaza? And Donald Trump said, you got to finish the problem. Well, what does this mean? Starve all the Gazans to death? I mean, that seems to be the plan right now. And then he was asked, do you support a ceasefire? And he changed the subject. He refused to answer the question. I think it's important to remember that the Trump administration reversed longstanding U.S. policy that said that Israeli settlements in occupied Palestinian territory were, quote, inconsistent with international law. We used to hold this as a position. Trump reversed that, and then Biden reversed Trump's reverse just last month and said, no, we're going back to our position that stealing more Palestinian land, the settler movement stealing land, is not right. So 15 reasons Donald Trump cannot win the 2024 presidential election. Number one, Trump has already proven that he can't beat Biden. He lost by 7 million votes. You think a lot of those 7 million people are going to say, oh, yeah, well, you know, I think I'll go back and vote for Trump. I don't think so. Number two, in 2022 and 2023, in elections all across the nation, there was no red wave. In fact, Republicans are consistently losing elections. Number three, his legal troubles will only continue to get worse. In the last year or so, he faced three civil trials, and he promptly lost all three of them. And the next four cases are criminal cases beginning March 24th, which, you know, are even more of a threat to him because they include the possibility that he could end up in prison. Number four, he paid hush money to cover up affairs, and he falsified his business records. This is not a man of high moral standing. This is not the kind of person that you want as president of the United States. Number five, the White House documents case, what I call the espionage, the violations of the Espionage Act case. It's an unusually dangerous and complex case for both Trump and the nation. And it raises the question, you know, where is that 10-inch binder full of raw Russian intelligence? Where are the missing documents that we still don't know where they are? What did Rand Paul, what were the documents that Donald Trump gave Rand Paul to fly, solo to Russia and hand off to Putin? What was in those documents? Number six, he attempted to overthrow the U.S. presidential election in 2020. You know, a lot of people are going to hold that against him, including a lot of Republicans. Number seven, incumbency is always a formidable advantage for an elected office. So true. And by the way, not only is Joe Biden the incumbent this year, which gives him a huge advantage, but Donald Trump was the incumbent 4 years ago and he lost, which means that he's even weaker than we thought. Number eight, Trump, the candidate and quarterback of his own campaign, is his own worst enemy. It's true. I mean, like what he just said about Israel. Yes, go finish the job against the Palestinians. Really? Number eight, or 8B, Trump is losing it. He's nowhere near his mental and rhetorical skills of 2016. You know, Biden continues to struggle with a stutter, but he's pretty much the same guy he was 5-10 years ago. Number nine, Gen Z is already signaling strongly that they will be out in force in 2024. Based on an in-depth Ipsos Circle poll on November 23rd, youth voters have said that, quote, 57% are extremely likely to vote this year, and another 15% are fairly likely to vote. And if that happens, it will surpass the 2020 record for Zoomers of 52% turnout. Just good news. Number 10, abortion rights is a losing issue for Trump and the Republicans this year. In fact, in those cases where abortion rights were on the ballot, eight states, pro-abortion rights side won 8 out of 8. Number 11, the Republican Party is a dumpster fire colliding with a train wreck of radioactive waste. Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada's GOP, Republican parties are broke. In Michigan, they're having an internal war. And Republican representatives are embracing a number of legislative priorities that are just stupid. Like, for example, refusing to bring to the floor this border bill. Refusing to give military assistance to Ukraine. Refusing to give military assistance to Israel. Refusing to give military assistance to Taiwan. The inability to pass even a damn budget. Number 12, swing states look stable or better as we enter 2024, and the Biden-Harris team is putting $100 million into their campaign in the swing states. Number 13, polls of candidates a year out are even less predictive than those a few weeks out. I think it's important to remember that at this point in 2012, John McCain was outpolling Barack Obama. At this point in the Harry Truman race, Harry Truman's approval numbers were around 36%. I mean, this far out is meaningless. Wait until after the summer, at the very least. Number 14, major donors to Republicans are starting to sit tight on their money. Now, we'll probably see that change, but, this, that. Number 15, it's the economy, stupid. 2 months into 2024, the U.S. economy is still remarkably resilient. Joe Biden has created more jobs than the last three Republican presidents combined. Inflation is down where it was in the 1960s. Inflation is in the neighborhood of 3%, which is typically a Fed target range. They're saying they want 2%, but it's low now. Black unemployment, Hispanic unemployment, lower than it's ever been in the history of the United States. White unemployment, as low as it was in the 1960s. Wages are going up. The economy is doing well. Number 16, the MAGA agenda. For example, the Alabama Supreme Court saying that an embryo is a child. Republicans are in a panic over this, and rightfully so. And finally, number 16, a bonus, Project 2025 is a playbook for Christian nationalism. Basically, for flipping America into what I think you could, genuinely call fascism. All of these things are working against the Republicans, which is, in my mind, a good reason why the Republicans and why Trump is going to lose this year. Elon Musk yesterday tweeted, first of all, Colin Rugg. Colin Rugg runs a right-wing news aggregating site called Trending Politics. And, is apparently no fan of the truth because he tweeted out, Joe Biden has secretly flown 320,000 illegal immigrants from Latin American airports to 43 U.S. cities. Secretly. And then Elon Musk retweets this and says, treason indeed, ushering in vast numbers of illegals is why Separate Secretary Mayorkas was impeached by the House. They are importing voters. This is why groups on the far left fight so hard to stop voter ID requirements under the absurd guise of protecting the right to vote. All of that is lies. I mean, it's just incredible. First, The expanded humanitarian parole program is no secret. Biden announced it in a White House speech in January 5th, 2023. He said, quote, the way this parole program works, one must have a lawful sponsor here in the United States who agrees to sponsor you to get here. Then that person has to undergo rigorous background checks and apply from outside the United States and not cross the border illegally in the meantime. If they apply and their application is approved, they can get the app, the CPB One app, to present at a port of entry and be able to work in the United States legally for 2 years. That's the process. So he announced this. It was also detailed in a White House press release. It's also on the homepage of DHS, or of the immigration part of DHS. Qualified individuals must have an eligible sponsor and pass vetting and background checks. The program was then discussed in further detail by another press release. So there's nothing secret about this, number one. Number two, we're not flying anybody anywhere. This is part of our normal immigration process. If you qualify to be a candidate for immigration status in the United States and you jump through all these hoops and do all these things correctly, and a couple hundred thousand people did, then you have to book your own damn plane flight. So the reason why they flew at 43 airports is because these people are flying from Mexico and other countries into the United States on commercial planes. There's no secret airlift. I mean, this is the normal immigration process that's been going on for years and years and years. The program is featured on the homepage of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration website, the USCIS website. Elon Musk goes on, he says, that's a lot of planes and a lot of airports. Amazing they kept this secret for so long. No, you idiot. It was not a secret. The reason why no one noticed all the planes chartered by the Biden administration is that they don't exist. You've got to buy your own ticket and pay your own way. Musk says the immigrants admitted under the program are a national security threat. It is highly probable that the groundwork is being laid for something far worse than 9/11, he says, because they're unvetted. Again, a lie. They are all vetted, 100% of them, by the FBI, by our federal government. The program requires all individuals to undergo and pass required national security and public safety vetting. These people are vetted better than Jared Kushner was. And they're coming in legally, and they are not eligible to vote. And nobody is suggesting they are except Elon Musk. I think this guy is having a breakdown. It sure looks to me like there's, something really sad going on here. So anyway, enough of that rant. Let's hit the break here. On the other side of this break, Hunter and a Farmer's World Alert, why the definition of ADHD is often a slippery thing. This is a new post over at hunterinafarmersworld.com. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with that. And then I'll be picking up your phone calls as well. So we should be right back. 17 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
By the way, Dean Phillips just suspended his campaign as well, as well as Nikki Haley. Stay with us.
From Birchwood to Sawyer County's choice for news talk in the North. 910 AM WBZH. 910 AM WBZH. News talk in sports.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Update your floors with 11% off Great Lakes Vinyl Flooring at Menards. It's a perfect addition for any room in your home. Find a wide selection of waterproof and durable floors that are easy to install. Great Lakes Vinyl Floors also feature an attach pad for comfort and noise reduction. Heritage Vinyl Plank is only $3.29 per square foot after 11% rebate. Good through October 22nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. And welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Why the definition of ADHD is often a slippery thing. I wrote about this, I believe it was Tuesday, on HunterInAFarmersWorld.com, our website about attention deficit hyperactive disorder, which, you know, is one of my a topic of fascination for me, because apparently I'm one of these people, and you know, other members of my family have been diagnosed with it. But there's so many different presentations, like you know, people who are very, very hyperactive. People actually, one of the more common presentations among women is that they're very quiet. They're hyperactive in their heads. They've got this raging conversation going on all the time, but they've been acculturated to be quiet. And so it goes on inside. Rather than interrupting people outside like boys tend to do, they interrupt themselves on the inside. So we've got all these different presentations, and some people who are, you know, kind of messy, and other people who aren't. And, you know, it's like, what does this mean? But it turns out that, you know, a lot of these things fall into what I think is one simple category, and that is that back during the times when we were hunter-gatherers, which was the vast majority of human history, having ADHD or having this collection of symptoms or strengths, actually skills, distractibility, impulsivity, and love of high levels of risk, actually were survival skills. They actually would help people get along in society. And so, you know, I just find it fascinating that there's all these differences. And if you want to dig into it at length, it's over at hunterinafarmersworld.com. So that said, I did have a caller from Chicago I was going to put on next, but it looks like he dropped off the board. So let's pick up some calls here. Gail in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. Hey, Gail, what's on your mind today?
Maybe the picture just distorted.
Gail, you are on the air.
I do have a lefties card.
Gail? Gail is listening to his phone, not listening to his phone, or her, I don't know. Daniel in Atlanta. Hey, Daniel, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Gosh, I'm sitting here coloring with my little one. You know, I'm a stay-at-home father. You know, there's nothing wrong with women being in the workforce.
I was a stay-at-home father for a year. I learned a lot from it. It was a great experience.
Yeah, but, you know, we love listening to your program, news, opinion, debate. It's good. Gosh, I got so many bullet points here. I don't even know what to talk about. But
pick one thing and let's do it.
So, so working class people of this country, I mean, half of this country, they want to vote for a billionaire to be the president. Isn't that a fascinating thing?
It's weird.
And you know what?
We have always worshipped wealth in this country, Daniel, or at least since the Civil War, we've worshipped wealth.
And it's interesting, but I listened to this guy, Mark Robinson, the lieutenant governor from North Carolina, and
the one who loves Hitler.
He motivates me, Tom Hartman. He's passionate. You know, this guy 5 years ago was just a regular working class person, and
you're talking about the guy who loves Hitler, right? The guy who says the Holocaust didn't happen.
Well, I mean, we can talk about the Democrats that don't like African Americans in this country.
Jesus. Glenn in Bethesda, Maryland. Hey, Glenn, what's on your mind today?
How are you today, Tom?
Good. What's up?
I just wanted to quickly say that I think that everybody's missing the mark here, and this is what I mean. And you've said it before, I've called in, we've discussed it. I think we have to ask ourselves first, how is this happening that somebody like Donald Trump won before and may just win again? And there's one answer to that. It's how the corporations and their mouthpieces, the media, are handling this. I'll give you an example, okay? The only person who got a free ride on his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein after an accusation of statutory rape was put in was Donald Trump. That's a fact. The only first lady that has been completely deep-sixed from corporate media coverage is the current first lady. Where most people wouldn't recognize her face if she was walking down the street because she's gotten together with women who are having issues with reproductive health.
Yeah. Glenn, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but thank you for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
Your hometown choice for news, talk, and sports. The
this
Buzz of the North.
The Buzz of the North.
910 AM
WBZH.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New York subway crackdown. Governor Kathy Hochul deploying National Guard troops to help police search bags on subways to fight crime.
Anyone looking to do harm or spread fear on our subways, you will be caught. Plain and simple. There will be consequences. This has to end. New Yorkers deserve no less.
Alabama's largest hospital system says they're now moving promptly to resume IVF treatments after Governor Kay Ivey signed into law a measure that restores IVF access in the state. A verdict in the Rust movie trial. The armorer, Hannah Gutierrez, charged the jury finding her guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Both Gutierrez and actor Alec Baldwin had been charged in Hutchins' death. His trial is scheduled to start in July. The House passed a package of six government funding bills Wednesday afternoon to avert a partial government shutdown before the Friday deadline. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wagiho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More veterans might someday qualify for free tuition at Wisconsin State Universities. Right now, vets have to live in Wisconsin for 5 years to qualify for tuition reimbursement. A bill getting a hearing Wednesday would cut that down to 3 years. Veterans and their families can qualify for up to 8 free semesters at state universities or technical colleges. A new report finds people are almost as likely to find a good-paying job in rural areas as urban ones. Georgetown University's Martin Vanderwerf says it's a matter of training people for the right jobs.
There ought to be just closer ties between the labor force and educators so that we are actually educating people for the jobs that actually exist rather than jobs we wish would exist.
The Georgetown study found rural Americans had a 50% chance at a good-paying job compared to 54% in urban areas. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds with us in the overnight with lows dropping to the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. Southeast winds on the breezy side. Plenty of clouds for Thursday. Highs in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. A couple of sprinkles can't be ruled out. Perhaps some flurries Thursday night. It's 39 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day,
They're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I can get daily blood pressure support with just two chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with my Superbeats Heart Chews. That's why I've been using them for, almost a decade. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare, plus they're plant-based, no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. It's T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. Seriously. TomLovesBeets.com. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up, before I pick up your calls, just a quick one here. This is a statement from Joe Biden this morning. President Biden issued a statement about Nikki Haley withdrawing from the presidential primary. He said, "It takes a lot of courage to run for president. That's especially true in today's Republican Party, where so few dare to speak the truth about Donald Trump. Nikki Haley was willing to speak the truth about Trump, about the chaos that always follows him, about his inability to see right from wrong, about his cowering before Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump made it clear he doesn't want Nikki Haley's supporters. I want to be clear, there is a place for them in my campaign. I know there's a lot we won't agree on, but on the fundamental issues of preserving American democracy, on standing up for the rule of law, on treating each other with decency, dignity, and respect, on preserving NATO and standing up to America's adversaries, I hope and believe we can find common ground. We all know this is no ordinary election, and the stakes for America couldn't be higher. I know the Democrats and Republicans and independents disagree on many issues and hold strong convictions. That's a good thing. That's what America stands for. But I also know this. What unites Democrats and Republicans and independents is a love for America." That's my president. Jane in Jackson, Georgia. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I sit here and listen to everybody and the frustration that comes out of the people, and I feel it. I feel it from the molecular, cellular things in my body. I live in a place that is red. I do not belong here. I moved here because I had to, a life circumstance. And I am just surprised that I don't even get where I live. I live in rural. It's rural. Mm-hmm. And I don't even get messages. I don't have internet access, which is crazy in this day and age. But I don't even get mail from the Democrats here to let me know what's going on in the party. I get no information on the local politicians that are running. There's hardly ever, when I do go to the ballot, there's never any local Democrats on the ballot. It's always Republicans or nothing. Yeah. I write in Democrat whenever I see this void.
Wow.
Okay. The problem here is I'm not the only one out here suffering from non-knowledge from the Democrats.
Right.
What the people call in with their frustration is true. We are frustrated with the Democrats because I'm not the only one out here that feels this. But what I really called for was I need everybody to listen that's listening now. If they have any kind of pull with anybody within the government or anybody that they know knows anybody with the government, we need to do something about the Supreme Court, because it doesn't matter how many things that we do out here that is good, as long as there are those Supreme Court justices sitting there tearing away at everything that comes before them that is decent, that is for the United States, we are never going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
We really need something like a nationwide petition where somebody has the money and the resources to blanket everybody in the United States with a petition to change the way the Supreme Court is so we can have a democracy again. Because without doing that, they're just going to keep tearing at us. And I feel like we're all calling into you and, you know, suffering you with a lot of our complaints in that, because this is one of the desert islands we got is you.
Are you familiar with Stacey Abrams, Jane?
Oh, yes. When I first moved to Georgia, oh, man, don't get me. Okay,
she's still working on this stuff, isn't she? Isn't she running an organization there?
I hear absolutely nothing. I get no contact.
Why don't you call them up?
Because they just say thank you. Or, you know, thank you for your whatever, right. And nobody ever does anything.
Is there a local Democratic Party in your county?
I have no idea.
Why don't you reach out and find out when their next meeting is and show up?
Here's the thing. The way it is laid out here is Jackson is, we're all like, okay, Forsyth is my my contact, you know,
right.
that's where I
yeah. I've been
okay.
there.
They're all so completely set on doing things their way.
Yeah, well, you know, I get all that, Jane, but I would present you with the question that my old friend and colleague who has now passed away, Joe Madison, used to always ask his callers, which is, what are you going to do about it?
That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Good.
It does nothing to do
you mean calling into a show? There's got to be more you can do.
I'm calling into you to call out people that know somebody personally that can jump over the hurdles that they've placed in front of the Democrats here.
Right.
Do you understand that?
I do, and that's why I encourage you to
out,
reach out to Stacey Abrams' organization.
They're calling. I mean, they're so ridiculous here. All they have to do is know that you're a Democrat going to vote against them, and your vote gets taken away. So we are voiceless because we're afraid that if we say anything against this government here, we're not going to be able to vote. So what kind of stuff?
Fair fight is the name of. I'm sorry, Jane. I can't solve this problem for you. Stacey Abrams' organization is called Fair Fight. They've got a website. Maybe you have a friend who has internet access, or you can do it on your phone or something. But I've got to move along. But good luck. I wish you the best. But just complaining is not the solution. John in Niles, Michigan. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, God bless you, Tom, for everything you do. I'll try to be very quick here. In the past, I've contributed hundreds of dollars to Bernie Sanders' campaigns. And I'm doing the same for President Biden because our great country and democracy itself depends on us. Trump's extreme narcissism, fascism, pathological lies, and pledge for dictatorship and for dictators has forever lost the following groups of people. I'll be really quick about this. This is by and large, too, independents, moderate Republicans, billionaires and multimillionaires, celebrities, actors, artists, film directors, women, African-Americans, union workers, government workers, teachers, Hispanics, Asians, Muslims, Jews, social media, mainstream media, Catholics, priests, pastors, ministers, Native Americans, Hindus, scientists, environmentalists, military officers, veterans and their families who fought against fascism and dictatorship, intelligence officials, college-educated people, college students, professionals, medical doctors, judges, prosecutors, attorneys, investigators, and last but not least, LGBTQ. I appreciate you giving me the time to make that long list, but I'm optimistic, but I'm not taking anything for granted.
Amen. This is why I think that the Democrats are going to do very well this fall, and
we have to run like they're not. You know, because if we take this thing for granted, like you said, it will be a disaster, and it'll be a disaster not just for us individually, but for our entire nation. John, thank you. Excellent points all. Rich in Indianapolis. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Previous callers, both of them, it's a wonderful wavelength that I find myself on with them. I wanted to bring up again the idea of this Project 2025 that the Heritage Foundation is working on, and recognize that because this is a support division that is for Donald Trump's being elected, we need to recognize that as terrible and as glaring as Donald Trump himself is, glowing with the incendiary energy of hell, there are people that are propping him up.
Yeah.
And there are think tanks that are working the system and know how to make things go. I said once before that the previous president term for Trump gave them the tutorial of the buttons and the levers and the trap doors, and they're coming again, and they have a very practiced and very powerful way of debilitating the system's safeguards. Mm. So
we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot to do. Project 2025 is a prescription to reinvent America in the image of Viktor Orban's Hungary, frankly.
Yeah,
there you go. I'm with you. They call it Christian nationalism, but there's nothing Christian about it. And frankly, there's nothing national about it. Rich, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past, well, it's 46 minutes past the hour now. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California.
This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag you're it. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds to being more fit, and their coats got shinier, and they just perked right up. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom. 8 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Horacio in Palm Springs, California. Hey, what's on your mind today?
Thank you. 3 points. We have already the two choices for the general election, November the 5th, 2024, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Immigration. I'm an immigrant. I came to the United States from El Salvador in 1995. Now I'm a U.S. citizen, and I vote in every election. I just want to call every single voter who is Hispanic, Latino descendant to vote against Donald Trump. Donald Trump has insulted us. He sees us as people who we are criminals, who speak languages that they have never heard. I just want to tell people that his hate our community is so big, and I don't understand how the Latinos can't vote for a man who says that we are poisoning the blood of this country. When what we do when we come to this country is to work, to pay taxes, to contribute to our community. And when he says languages, what languages he's speaking to? I speak English, I speak Spanish, and I speak French now. Mm. And I just want to I just don't understand why is the Latino thinking that this man is going to change the immigration system. I just remind everyone that has the opportunity to do both, the Latino community, that I have family still that they don't have documents. I have TPS relatives and friends. And he has promised the first day of his administration, if he's elected, he will deport all the undocumented immigrants back to their countries. Also, the second point that I want to do is the message for the Joe Biden administration for the borders. He should be repeating. He should be saying that the economy is great, that the house market is booming, that the prescription drugs are low, that he's working to lower the interest rates on credit cards. Message, repeat. Don't take for granted anything. Let's work hard because this man, if he's elected, he will destroy the United States of America that I love so much. Because this is a country of opportunities. This is a country that gives opportunity, and if you take it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Horacio. That was brilliant. Thank you so much. Ken in Illinois. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Hoping to get on while Representative Pocan was there, but I...
Sorry, he's long gone.
Make a comment.
So what's up?
Yeah. Make a comment about Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Last fall, November, I had to go in rather quickly to the hospital in Wisconsin for back surgery. I was in that hospital for a week, was then transferred to a rehabilitation hospital for another 3 weeks. Time I was discharged home. Of a month in the hospital, and I got the bill, not a bill, but a summary, the charges from Medicare, failing all the doctor charges, the hospital charges, you know, radiology, anesthesia, mm-hmm. all of that. Total came to over $240,000.
Wow.
And the summary showed how much of that Medicare authorized, and how much Medicare paid that.
Right.
And then they...
Ken, I'm running out of time here. What's the point you're trying to make?
They sent the rest of the bill to, I have a Medigap policy.
Mm-hmm.
They paid their portion. In the end, I paid $50.
You paid what? $50, you said?
The entire $20.
Yeah. Yeah, I had back surgery 2 years ago, and I paid nothing. I mean, you know, you're absolutely right. Real Medicare with a Medigap plan is a thing to behold. It is wonderful. Ken, thanks for the testimonial. It's great to hear from you. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Mark Alicia. He's an investigative reporter with Raw Story, and he's got a hot new story here on Marjorie Taylor Greene. Stay tuned. It's going to get weird. It's going to get interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Armorer Hannah Gatti.